The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
It's exactly 10 past 5. It's the new home of Explaining Well with Christelle. And we want to talk about fuel today and driving and so on. I saw another one of those conversations this week where someone was saying their insurer tracks their driving. Mm. You know, it's like, oh, you're a hard breaker. You're a fast accelerator. Mm. We're not giving you points. And they're like, I don't know how to drive anymore.
Shame. Well, look, interestingly, those things that their insurance company is asking for could have a second benefit. But yeah, so I thought this week we saw the petrol price go up again. We've been talking a lot about rising living costs. Like, it's real out there right now.
Yeah.
And it becomes tempting to believe things that you hear about how to save in your fuel usage in your car. A lot of it is fake news, though. I don't know if you've seen any of these kinds of things.
Well, give me an example.
The pills. Popping pills.
What?
Excuse?
Popping pills into your tank.
What are pills?
So, this is a pilletjie wat rond is in geel en hy kom ook in groen en swart in sachets. En mense sê as jy hierdie ding in jou tank gooi, dan gaan jou brandstofverbruik beter wees. Dis nie waar nie.
That's not how anything works.
Exactly.
So it's like a pre-workout for your car.
Yeah.
Like, take this pill and you'll be thin. Take this pill and your car will have a lot further on
your
one
car
tank
is
of
tired.
Petrol.
Have some vitamin B12 in your tank.
Dit gaan nie help nie. Daar is ook teorieë dat as jy die petrol teen 'n sekere hoek laat ingooi, like somehow the angle of the nozzle, like, it's tough times. But so people said that werk ook nie, want die hoeveelheid petrol ingaan is die hoeveelheid petrol wat ingaan. Dat hoe jy dit ingooi maak absoluut geen verskil nie.
But it doesn't matter which side of your coffee cup you fill up from the kettle.
Excuse, ek lach nie. Maar precies dit. Maar daar is maniere. Kijk, en ek kan vooruit sê, vir die mense wat hier buiten die venster sit en verkeer, het gaan dalk dan nie vir julle help nie. Maar daar is maniere om jou brandstof te rek. En het kom neer op, so it comes down to what we would call defensive driving. It's the things that the insurance companies want you to do as well.
Yes.
So accelerating gently, maintaining a gentle speed, avoiding high speeds, anticipating traffic. Ons kan nie altyd doen. Coast to decelerate, so in other words, keep a bit of a following distance, those kinds of things. Measure your tire pressure.
Let me jump in there. I did an advanced driving course years and years ago. One of the things they showed us was tire pressure and the difference it makes. And once you are outside watching a car with deflated tires trying to navigate a course, and then you fill the tires up and then watch the same car do the same thing, check your tires. Check your tires. It's good for your fuel consumption. It's safe. Yeah. I couldn't believe the difference.
Yeah. Op jou punt van die veiligheid, ek wil nou net gesê het, as jou tires deflated is en nie op standaard is nie, as jy in sulke weer ry, accident for you.
Yeah.
Like, because your braking capabilities, alles, is afhangend van hoe veilig jou bande is.
En dan het ek twee potentieel controversiële voorstelle wat mense kan oorweeg. Jy weet as jy petrol ingooi, vra hulle vir jou, wil jy vol maak of wil jy vol maak?
Ja.
Nee, daai ding van, like, jy kan nog so 'n bietjie in sit. Van die kenners raai aan, dat sodra jy daai eerste klik hoor, stop.
Okay.
Want dit kan gebeur as jy hom vol maak. En mense weet dis die een dag in die maand wat ons geld het, maak ons vol. Maar dit kan gebeur dat jy meer that you have more evaporation. In the process.
Oh, because it has nowhere to go.
Yeah, so you could end up wasting. But I mean, we're talking minimal amounts, but at this stage of the fight, we're going to consider that. The other thing, and Rob, you might judge me here, but you don't necessarily need 95 octane.
I'm not judging anyone here. I almost never put 95 in my car.
Weet jy wat? My car, ek het onlangs 'n ander kar gekry en my kar vat 95, maar gister toe ek by die petrolstasie gestop het, het hulle net 93 gehad. And I was hivering. I was like, ek weet nie.
And can you tell the difference today?
Nee. Yeah.
Exactly.
Dis steeds dier.
Ja. Maar so gister, maar gaan bietjie goedkoper wees. So essentially, the experts are telling us for non-turbocharged engines, there's no benefit.
Really?
95.
Interesting.
No. Certainly if you have an older model, dit gaan geen verskil maak nie. Jy kan net sowel 93 ingooi.
Fair enough.
As vir al jy 'n ouer kar het. En dan, ek dink wees ek het nou vergeet wat my ander punt was, maar like, wees strategies met nie jou kar te leeg laat loop nie. Not because it affects your fuel consumption, but because there's some dirt in the fuel.
Got
you don't
you.
Want that to go through your filters.
Ah, fair enough. That is a very good point as well. Dankie, Christel. Ons waardeer dit. I still think a horse-drawn buggy would be cheaper, but you know.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Miranda FM.